Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Doku going up against someone like a Trent Alexander-Arnold, Dom, I think we can labour Trent's performance a little bit here, is that, you know, it's not just a one-on-one matchup. It's about the team getting back in, isn't it, Dom? And that's what we saw today with all of the lads who were nearby, just helping out and being that second man to the ball.
Yeah, what I was more impressed with Trent was, like you said there, he knew his role. He weren't spending enough as much time in midfield, so therefore he knew he had to be in that position for Doku to be attacking him constant. And, you know, I think it was only a couple of times he beat him, and then you see him with Doku, he just fancied going inside. He didn't fancy that battle down the left. Because Trent was taking it off him quite a few times, and he was playing that maybe 40, 50-yard ball down the right to Salah to free some, you know, give us a breathing space to be there.
I just thought
like it was a real... It's a real standout performance for him, and it'll do him the world of good.
The confidence.
Yeah, a lot of people will look at that game today thinking Doku will have him in his back pocket, and a lot of people will be surprised by that performance.
And there'll be people who watch that game who think Doku have had a brilliant game, and he has had a brilliant game.
We've all said that, haven't we?
But ultimately, you know, there's one of the two players had a goal involvement today, and it weren't Jeremy Doku, it was our lad, Trent Alexander-Arnold. Yeah. And that's what you can say is, it was a mature performance. I think that was the right word. He knew his role. He knew exactly what he was in the team to do and stuff like that. And he wasn't taking risks on the football, was he, Lewis? But when the opportunity arose to get into the penalty area, he took it.
Yeah, he does it with Newcastle. He scored that goal last season. The Villa last-minute goal a couple of seasons ago. Leicester in the season we won the league. He knows when to get himself forward into those positions, and it works. He... Like you said, he couldn't go as inverted as much as he would have wanted to, because if he did, he would have left plenty of space in behind. And he was very, very switched on throughout the whole game. Every second ball, he was trying to win. So overall, he set the tone for how the team should have been playing. He was leading by example on that pitch.
And I think when I think about him defensively, it's never for me that he's a bad defender in one-on-one situations. I don't think it's his best asset, don't get me wrong. But it's his positioning that lets him down.
Yeah.
He's always second in the race for the football when he's getting beasted by Vinicius Junior, for example, for Real Madrid. They're in the space, they're in behind him. And that is a consequence of how Liverpool play football. It's how we've played over the last few seasons, etc., etc. We don't need to talk about that. Everybody knows watching. But Trent's positioning today, Dom, he was never second to it.
No.
He might have been beaten in a one-on-one, but he was in the right position first and foremost, wasn't he?
Yeah, and that's what you've got to look at it. He's timed everything well today. And like you said, there's been so many times you've seen Trent being maybe 5 or 6 yards further up than he needs to be, and that ball in behind is on every single time. And today he just seemed to manage himself well. He, you know, the defence looked really solid as a back unit as well. You know, obviously Doku's he's going to be a nightmare for anyone. Vinicius, a nightmare for anyone. But it just shows, it just shows by dropping off a few yards, giving yourself that time to be in the right position for when that ball's about to come. You'll be
and
there.
If he beats you and he's cutting inside, Lewis, you've got your mate there, and there's an element of trust to know that your teammates are going to help you out, isn't it?
Wijnaldum was the best at doing that. You know, someone there who's going to help defend and come back when you need it. And even when he was on his own today, at times he showed just how good he can be defensively. Like I said, it's not his strongest aspect, but what Trent does is he provides moments like the goal. He does things that other fullbacks don't do. I can't compare him to anyone. He's not like your typical fullback. He's so different in every aspect, and what he might lack defensively, he comes up with what he could arguably describe as a winner, because we've won by getting the 1 point. So I don't mind if he's going to have help on that in that defensive aspect, because he's going to come up with moments like that that ultimately are more important.
I feel proud of him today. Yeah. You know, he gets so much stick, and he's coming up, and probably every eyes around the world are watching him today, and he's pulled it out the bag. Man of the match performance, yeah. Goal to get us a point in the bit, probably the hardest game of our season, let's be honest.
Yeah. That celebration.
Yeah. And then shushing.
Stood there in front of them.
What a guy.
In front of all of their fans.
That's the dream for a Scouser, though.
It is.
In front of a stand full of manx shushing them. What more do you want?
I mean, I said during the comms, like, he was the only calm Scouser in the entire stadium.
Yeah.
Because there's limbs going everywhere. Yeah. And he's just stood there like that. And they're all there. And have you seen the photo?
Yeah.
The fans, and they're all fucking giving it that. And it would have been so easy just going, ah, fuck yous. You know what? They annoy them more to just stand there like fucking that. I am Liverpool's Kevin De Bruyne, except I play from the right back position.
It's confidence that as well, because if we'd have gone on and conceded another goal and lost, it would have been ripped for that non-stop. Yeah. So he knew in his mind, he was like, we can do this.
He took the time as well, though, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he never just done a shush and got off. He knew that he had to milk that for as long as he could for us to get back in position and sort out.
And then run around like that, and he's like, hold the pose. Yeah. Keep it there. I've got it. Oh, yes, that's good. I'm going to get £300 off the Daily Mail for that. Fucking brilliant. And he's there. I mean, he's thinking about others as well. That's a proper Scouser thing, isn't it? He's a socialist. He's spreading the wealth around to the cameramen and stuff. He's loving life, but the goal's brilliant.
Yeah.
The first touch is outstanding, Lewis.
Better than Haaland. That guy, Haaland's touch and goal was brilliant. That was arguably world class, Trent. And the fact that our biggest problem last season at times was our front line has to carry all the load. They have to be the ones that score the goals. It's only them that'll do it. Our right back scoring goals like that. You know, we've got such a capable squad that everyone can get involved with goals and contribute in that aspect. And Trent's just that touch and finish. The strikers who can't do that, and Nicholas Jackson can't do that. I'm not being funny. Trent,
you're not gonna get any argument from me. I'm trust me.
That's it. Top quality striking finish in that.
Yeah, and this is why I've already seen it. I think it was Henry Winter is already talking about why Trent should play in the Euros in midfield for England and all this. And listen, you talk about England all you want. I'm not going to. What I know is that it will bring up a conversation around Trent as a midfielder again.
Yeah.
But this is what happens when you've got a quality player who can do anything on a football field, Dom. He's going to be a difference maker. It might be better for England, but it might be better for Liverpool that he continues to do this from where he's been doing it.
Yeah, Klopp's come out and already said, hasn't he? Why would they change the best right back in the world? Like, why would I move him into midfield? It makes no sense for us to do that, because right now, can you find a better right back that can influence a game the way he can? No. You probably never will again in the Liverpool shirt. It's just, he's so unique. Now, to move him into midfield, then what do you do with your right back? You're bringing in someone who can maybe do a job. We don't need a job. We need someone who can influence the game all over the pitch, and he can do that from that position.
Yeah,
so, you know, why change it?
Yeah, and the mad thing is, like, sorry to sort of repeat myself here, like, but I did say during watch along to Paul, I was like, it's mad though, because since he's done this inverted stuff, Lou, he's actually not getting into those positions quite as much. And we've all sort of spoken about his maturity today of, you know, not being out of position. But when the moment was right, again, showing that maturity, Lewis, he goes into that position.
Yeah. And he's, like I said, he led by example. And there was moments in the game where Szoboszlai gets into that position and he just looked really tentative to shoot. Trent just thought, fuck it, I'm having a go. And it paid off. And that's, he oozes confidence. And that is so important to have, especially with all the criticism he gets and all the people saying he's in the wrong position, he can't defend, he can't do this. The fact that he's able to get that goal at that ground at that moment and have the audacity to go to the fans and shush them, fuck them all. He's world class.
In your face, City. We've got Trent Alexander-Arnold and we wouldn't swap him for anybody, not even a 55-year-old really fast Kyle Walker.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloane Stephens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloane.